You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
What's up? We're back. Told you it wasn't going to be long. I didn't lie. It is Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh back with In This League. If you missed hour one, go back and listen to it on demand. We covered the Pat Nishik Granky stuff. We covered a little bit of football. We had some fantasy hockey in there with Tony Healy from the Roto Hockey Show. So make sure you listen to all of it. We're going to be going through how we did on our picks last week. We did the straight up picks and we did the over unders. We're going to be talking about each game. I just want to put a bow on the autograph thing real quick because I think it's super interesting. I don't think that, I mean, you know, again, this might be one of those things. This is for me, but guess what? This is my damn show. So as Bogman and I, we do the show, we get to do what we want. And maybe you guys aren't as into it, but the polling right now is 68% think Granky big-timing Nishik was at fault over 32 Pat Nishik asking for the autograph. An interesting thing here, Boggs, on Twitter, Zach Tram, he tweeted in. He said, look, I'm all for getting autos, but if a guy isn't feeling it, I don't want to be a little B and I don't want it to be a little B and cry to your Reddit page about it, which... inherently, I agree with, but you have to remember, Zach, or anyone that's listening, the reason it became a thing, yeah, is he said he would to him, and then when he asked him to do it, Granky just said no and was being a D about it. And that's where the problem came in, and it sounds like this is inherently kind of came up. So when he kind of confronted him about it, which you think at that point, like, you just take the 5 seconds to do it, Granky had something in his craw about it, because I 100% agree. If someone doesn't want to do that,
autographs with him. I don't know if it's anything personal. I think for whatever reason, Zach Greinke hates putting autographs out there.
I think he hates Pat Nishik. I think he hates relievers. He doesn't like Brad Ziegler. He doesn't like Pat Nishik. I agree with what you're saying. But you know what's so funny about this? What's like the most popular pick after every damn sporting event? It's Ezekiel Elliott and LeSean McCoy standing next to each other, holding each other's jerseys that they autographed for each other. That's the most popular
AB
thing.
And Stephon, or AB and Xavier Rhodes did that because they grew up together, played the same high school and stuff after the Steelers and Vikings game. And that's fine. Who cares? It's awesome.
Yeah, and
it comes
back where...
it's called sportsmanship. It's supposed to be fun.
It's supposed to be fun. It's not fun, apparently. But even if you get down to people that just like to collect autographs, listen, you can't get mad if someone doesn't want to do it. You know, Randy Johnson has always been kind of a curmudgeon. And... all he wanted, and as long as you acted cool, then it wasn't usually an issue. Or if he didn't want to do it, he wouldn't do it. The bottom line is you don't have to be a D about it. You just don't have to be that person. People don't have to be into your stuff. You know what I mean? Like if you have a friend and he's like, hey, Bogman, I really want to hang out with you. Come play in my basement and we're going to play D&D. I won't do that. I won't do that type of stuff.
Yeah, no. I mean, I wouldn't be like, nerd. I'd be
nerd,
like,
you stupid nerd, your face. Yeah, but people are like,
that's not my thing, and don't ever call me again because you're a nerd.
Did Pat Nishik need to go on and blast him online? No, I don't think so. Did Granky need to be a total a-hole about it? No.
And the whole, you know, I told him what I thought about him. I mean, don't paint yourself as innocent.
Yeah, exactly. So is anyone at fault? I don't know, but I think it's a fascinating issue. But it's all football picks coming up. Bogman, Welsh, In This League. We got more. Don't go anywhere.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, buckaroo.
All night.
It is night. Bogman of the Welsh In This League. I love Stephen Laidlaw from Dover Hockey put out a tweet saying, hearing T-Loc correct other people's player pronunciation was truly historic. It truly was. There's no shame with me because I'm an idiot. So... welcome back, In This League, Bogman and the Welsh. If you guys are into the fantasy football, baseball, basketball world, all of it, make sure you go to InThisLeague.com. Check out all the podcasts we have going on. Two football podcasts that air every single week. We do Monday and Friday. We've actually got Brandon Marion Lee from Her Fantasy Football and Fantasy Alarm for our Friday edition. So you guys want to lock into that. We've got Prospect Pods, baseball, we're just kind of wrapping up, and fantasy basketball. We have got a mock draft that's airing this week with Aaron Bruschi, formerly of Roto World, with hoop-ball.com. That'll be on Friday. So lots of fantasy stuff here, Boggs.
Yeah, we also have the Army, the ITL Army, patreon.com/ITL Army, if you guys want to check that out. And we have a member of the Army who's in the hospital right now. So we just want to wish well wishes to our boy Dusty. Get better, get out of there, and let's do some Thursday night with football tomorrow night, Dusty. Get back and get home and get better, man. We're all we all got your back. So we
don't stay in there too long, Dusty. Soon. We got you. One of the he's not one of the founding members, but he feels like it. He feels like one of the founding members. So he's an OG.
Really close.
Yeah, he's close in there. He's an OG. So get well, Dusty. We are a close-knit community at In This League, and that's what we're all about. It's fantasy. It's fun. And it's not Granky shaming everybody, a-hole. Bogman, we have got football to cover. And as people know, we go through each game. We talk about the over-unders, any little notes on the games fantasy-wise. If you guys are also looking for plays, we're going to do that on the Friday podcast, In This League. The big key here, if you search In This League on iTunes, you'll find everything. You'll find our podcast, you'll find the radio show that we do, and you can subscribe to all of it and make sure you don't miss anything, because I don't want you guys to miss anything. But last week we did our picks on the spread and we did our over unders. How did we fare? Because remember, last week I was pretty damn good on my picks, and I don't remember if I was good in my over unders. How did we do this week?
We were both bad on the over unders last week and this week, but you know, last week you had a little self-deprecation on the pod. You're like, you know, Harris said something along the lines of everybody doesn't know what they're doing, gets week one right. But you also got week two right. You were 9-7 against the spread, which anything over 500 is good in betting. Yeah. 5-10-1 on the over-under. Ooh. I was 8-8 against the spread, and I was also the same 5-10-1 on the over-under. So we're going to get better this week, 100%. Have to, right?
It's gonna happen. What was it last week? What was that? Wasn't I... Do we have the number still? I guess we have to go back and look.
I have it right here. You were 8-5-2 against the spread, and 6-8-1 on the over unders.
That was week one. I got a winning record against the spread right now.
Yeah, you do. I was 6-7-2, and then 4-10-1. So I have definitely got to improve, especially on the over unders.
Okay, well let's talk about this first one here. Let's see. Oops, I'm looking at the wrong. I was about to give you guys the wrong sheet here. Let's go to the Thursday night game. The what's that?
Rams at the Niners. The Rams are favored by 2. The over-under is 40. The Welsh on that first one.
I like how everybody's picking this is the game that is going to everyone's granking this game. Like with the NFL and Thursday night football. What a joke. What a joke. It's the Rams and the Niners. Yeah, sure. Guess what, guys? I got a shocker for you. A third of the product in the NFL, it's not good. It's not good. It's not going to make the playoffs, and offenses aren't good, and people are going to be fired. And this is a West Coast thing.
All the morning games last Sunday look like Thursday night games. They were all terrible.
Last week's one is horrible. Guess what, though? Two bad teams. They might put up some points. I don't know. Rams at the Niners. It's a good opportunity for Todd Gurley. Carlos Hyde is having a career year of at least two games under Kyle Shanahan's offense. So I think some sparks will fly. Here's the problem, though. Brian Hoyer is one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL, hands down.
I thought he was going to be so much better. I'm completely disappointed by him. And it's two not great quarterbacks in Goff and Hoyer on short rest going into this game, and two pretty decent defenses. I you know, we're not sure if the Niners have a decent defense or if they played some bad offensive teams so far, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say they have a decent defense. They've drafted for it really high the last couple years.
All right, so what do you like in this game? Let's start with you then. The Rams are favored by 2. The over-under is 40.
I'm going to take the Rams because the defense is so good, but I'm definitely taking this under. I think this game is going to look a lot like the Bengals and Texans did last Thursday night. So I kind of don't want any part of this. I love the running backs, but after that, I mean, you know, Garcon had a good first week. Second week was bad. You know, you hate Marquise Goodwin. Kittle hasn't done anything. And with the Rams, it's kind of week to week. I mean, Sammy Watkins is getting nothing. Robert Woods is out on there getting nothing. Cooper Kupp is your only other option, I would think, besides Gurley and Hyde.
Yeah, I mean, I would say it's going to be a gross game. First off, I'm going to take the under, and I'm actually going to surprise. Unless you think I'm a homer, it's not going to surprise. But I'm going to take the Niners in this. This is going to be one of the two games they pull off this season. Early stages, it's at home, Thursday night. Kyle Shanahan, you know, they're going to be running the offense deep, and I think the Niners could pull this off. But I definitely am going to go the under. This like screams of like a 17-10 game or 17-30 or something like that. And if, you know, fantasy wise, it's really interesting how Watkins is like. I mean, Cooper Kupp is about the offense of wide receivers you want in this game. I feel like the plays in this game are Kupp, Gurley, Garcon, and Hyde. And outside of that, you're in a bad spot if you're having to start anybody else.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, because the whole offense is under the new system. So it's going to take a little bit to click. I wouldn't be surprised if this was the game, but on a short week, it would be very unexpected. So I don't think that this is the week for the Niners offense to start clicking, but the defense is still pretty good. Two bad quarterbacks, so I'm definitely taking the under.
Yeah, and let's go Saquon Barkley for the Niners. Next game, Baltimore at Jacksonville. Baltimore's favored by 3.5. The over-under is 39. How is Baltimore and Jacksonville have a lower under than the Rams and Niners?
Because I forgot to put the note in here that this game is in London at this will be at 6:30 a.m. Pacific.
Oh, I forgot. God, really?
6:30 a.m. Going to get up for it? Because I'm not.
I mean, I'll be up because I have children and they hate me. Yeah. And I'll be up because the children don't want me to sleep or ever feel like I'm rested. But it won't be for football at all.
Yeah. Yeah. I would you even turn this on while you're up there? I mean,
yeah,
I
shout out, by the way,
the background.
ITL Army. We got some ITL Army members across the pond, and they got, I think, a mini meetup of two or three of them that are going out to the game. So shout out to our over the seas listeners that are going to be rocking that game. And I think all pseudo Jacksonville Jaguar fans. So what do you think about this? Alan Hearns showed up on the injury report as questionable. Fournette's been a beast. Bortles is disgusting. Marquise Lee is still my guy here. I think Lee and Fournette are your big fantasy options for Jacksonville. Baltimore, it's Buck Allen all day long. But these defenses are, I see why you go overseas, plus you put these two defenses with questionable offenses in. I could see why it could get weird.
Yeah, I think the two big guys in this game are going to be Fournette for Jacksonville and Buck Allen for Baltimore. Because like we saw with the snap count that we talked about on our podcast, the Welsh, Buck Allen way out snapped Terrence West. I think he's pretty much over with. And you got to remember that they're playing on a different kind of surface than they're used to. It's sloppy. It's really made for running. It's not made for a bunch of high scoring stuff over there. So I'm going to say that the two run games are going to get involved heavily. Man, Bortles is so bad.
Yeah.
I kind of want to take Jacksonville, but I don't think I can. I think I'm going to take Baltimore in the under.
Okay, so I'm going to flip it a little bit after we talked about all of that, because you bring up a good point, the sloppiness of where this game could go. I'm going to take Baltimore in the over. I think this could get sloppy at the beginning of the game. One team could take a lead, then you get, you know, Jacksonville in their garbage time. So 39 is a pretty low amount. I am going to go Baltimore and the over. I think we got time for one more, Boggs. Denver at Buffalo. Denver's favored by 3, and this is a 40-point spread.
I feel like I want to take the under on every game. You know what? I'm going to take Denver, and I'm going to take the over in this one, because Denver put up so many points. Everything clicked for them. They seem to be rolling downhill. CJ Anderson has looked fantastic.
Trevor
Sanders
Siemian,
and Thomas
though.
Are good. Trevor Siemian, though, he has looked really good. Buffalo can't get on track, so I'm a little bit afraid of them dragging this game under, but I'll take Denver in the over.
Yeah, I like Denver in this one as well, for sure. Buffalo has been a little bit stifled as of late. I'm really torn on the over-under here. I want to take the under because I think this could end up being a game where Denver wins 30-7, that type of thing.
Yeah.
So that would lead it to under. So you know what? I'm going to go Denver and the under on that game. I think that's kind of the play here. C.J. Anderson has been awesome. I don't like a lot of options out. I mean, LeSean McCoy was shut out last week. He should do more, but Denver ain't going to help. Denver ain't going to help, but C.J. Anderson's going to do just fine. We have got more of the picks. Any of your questions, feel free to tweet us. Is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? We got more football picks coming up on the other side of this break. And the rest of the hour, it's Bogman the Welsh for In This League. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
It's not what you did, son, that angers me, son. It's who you did it to.
Who? That nobody?
That nobody.
ITL.
Welcome back, In This League. Find us online, inthisleague.com. You can see all the craziness that's going on there, from mock draft results to many, many podcasts. And go search In This League wherever you listen to podcasts, so you can listen to this show on demand. You can listen to the other shows we do, and got a ton of them. They're all over the place. The over under on episodes we do every week is like six, you know, and rarely do we hit the under.
It's more than the points in the Rams Niners game, but less than the punts.
That's about right.
What movie was that from, by the way? Why is that Wick? Is that John Wick?
The what was it again? The rejoin? Yeah, that was from John Wick. That he was talking about Theon. He was talking to Theon was the kid.
Alfie Allen.
Yeah, is that his name?
Yeah, I don't know about John Wick. I don't think I should probably be putting that out on the radio because people love it, but not a big fan.
Their third one's coming out. I haven't seen the second one yet, but they're planning the third one.
Well, once again, someone buys me Uber Eats in the movie, I'll watch it. Other than that, pass.
My wife showed me this picture. One of her friends was on an airplane, and it was just like a coach airplane, and Keanu Reeves was like on the plane, and her friend sent this to my wife and was like, look at this picture I took of Keanu Reeves, and he she caught him, it's the other way around. He caught her taking the picture. He has the dumbest, stupidest face I've ever seen a human being have. His head is tilted like a dog, and he's like, you know what you hear like, whoa. Like, that's how his face looks. His face got, whoa. But, like, almost angry face, and he looks all John Wick-y. But then I was just like, why is he taking a – like, why would you be Keanu Reeves looking like you look and go on a commercial air flight?
Man, I tell you what, if Keanu Reeves was on my flight, I think I'd get off of it. I'd be prepared for
going down?
A bunch of dudes coming out with guns trying to kill him and stuff. I don't want to be involved in that. I'll take the next flight. No Keanu Reeves for me.
That's a good point. It's a fair point. All right. We're talking NFL pick'ems for this week. We're talking a little bit of some of the fantasy plays to go with the over-under. You know, the over-under is always a really good marker. I think most people know this, but, you know, it's still new to some people. You want to go and look where does the industry think a lot of the big fantasy output's going to come from? Well, go look at those over-unders, and those are going to really help you out. This is an interesting one. Last week, we know the Saints had the 56 over-under. That was a line set with the Patriots and Saints. This week, you've got Carolina, Saints at Carolina. It's a 47 over-under, and Carolina's favored by 6 after the Saints going 0-2. I'm actually a little bit surprised at that because I don't think the Panthers have been that impressive, and I don't think Cam Newton has been anywhere. He is closer to last year's Cam Newton than he is the really good Cam Newton from before. But so what do you think, Boggs?
I do have to remind you that we laid the stat out on the pod. 777 passing yards given up by the Saints so far this season.
No doubt.
So I think I'm going to take Carolina in the over on this one, because that Saints defense, I don't know if they thought they were improving, but they didn't. And they just traded away a linebacker, too. They traded away Stephon Anthony to Miami because they have some drama going on there with Lawrence Timmons. I don't know what's wrong with him. You get him out of Pittsburgh, now he doesn't want to play. So I think I'm going to take the Panthers and the over on this, and I think I'm starting all my Panthers. I think I want McCaffrey, you know, John Stewart's a nice flex option.
What about Funchess?
This is one. Yes, this is one of those weeks where I think you can start Funchess, even though, you know, we think he's going to be hit and miss from week to week. This is definitely one of the weeks. And Kelvin Benjamin. I mean, the Saints can't cover anything. So I am starting my Carolina targets, and it's just too bad if you had Greg Olsen that he went down before this nice, juicy matchup here.
This would have been really, really good. I am going to – what did you say? You took Carolina, and did you take the over or under?
I took the over.
I'm taking the over, but I'm going to take New Orleans. If I'm getting 6 points, I still think, regardless of what their defense is doing, this is different. Carolina is not New England, and that offense is not the same. Now, this might be – I'll tell you what. If there's a week for Christian McCaffrey to blow up, to pull a Kareem Hunt, this would probably be the week, and it's very possible, which definitely leads me to the over. But I'm just like, and this is not a fair assessment. This is why you don't listen to us for if you're gambling. We're just talking about this. Don't listen to us for gambling. Go listen to Gabe or any of those really smart people. I got a hard time believing that New Orleans is going to go 0-3. I just don't see that happening. So I'm going to go New Orleans in the over.
I'm kind of surprised that you picked New Orleans and the over. That I feel like that means you really don't believe in anything that Carolina's got going on.
No, I believe in some of it, but I don't believe they're an elite team. I don't believe Cam Newton. I feel like this is a masked Cam Newton. I don't believe in this. If I could sell Cam Newton high, if that was a real thing, I would do that. McCaffrey I like in PPR formats because of what he does. Kelvin Benjamin can disappear. Devin Funchess is Devin Funchess, and they lost Greg Olsen. They lost the number one piece to that offense. The defenses don't have to worry about Greg Olsen now. They can just sit, and they can sit in the box on McCaffrey and Stewart, and do you really need double coverage on stupid Funchess and Kelvin Benjamin? Maybe. Maybe a safety over the top. I don't know. I think it's going to stifle their offense.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. They're lacking a burner. No more burner at all.
Yeah, unless Curtis Samuel starts playing.
That's true. How about the Steelers at the Bears? Pittsburgh favored by a touchdown, and the over-under is 44 points. What do you think about this one?
This is a game that I like Tariq Cohen. I think Tariq Cohen leads the running backs in catches in the NFL, and I think he's going to be – I don't think he's going to lose that this week. I think they're going to rely on him. Jordan Howard's been limited. He'll still get some ground and pound. But I like Howard in this, or I like Cohen in this game, but it doesn't mean I like the Bears in this game. And I think Pittsburgh is going to probably make this gross early. That would be one of my expectations. Though, you know, Gabe and on his show right before us, they brought up a point where there are a few games on here that look trappish. There's some trap games that could go on, but this is the game that Le'Veon Bell gets right. And how are they going to cover Antonio Brown? My only concern might be, I don't know if enough points are going to be scored. This is like, what was the game we were talking about before where it could get out of hand pretty quick, like the Denver-Buffalo game. I worry this could get out of hand. And, you know, Pittsburgh's defense is nothing to scoff at, and Chicago's offense is nothing to get excited about. So I'm going to take the under in Pittsburgh.
I think I'm going to surprise you here. I'm going to take Chicago and the under.
Ooh, you like the points.
I like the points because... like the guys were saying on Red Heat and Rage that Pittsburgh likes to play down, especially on the road to their opponent. And, I think Chicago should be ashamed of themselves the way they showed up against Tampa Bay last week. And I think they'll make it right. I think they'll get a little bit better. Stephon Tuitt probably still not going to play. TJ Watt is questionable. So there's a little bit of shine off that defense right now, especially the line. So I think Chicago could keep it close. So I'll take Chicago and the under in that one.
Okay, I buy that. Let's go to potentially a much more high-power game. Atlanta at Detroit. Atlanta's favored by 3. The over-under is 50. Atlanta just lost one of their key defensive guys, Vic Beasley. I think he's going to be out for a couple weeks. Detroit, you know, we know what their offense is. Kenny, go all day. Golden Tate, Amir Abdullah, Theo Riddick, and Atlanta's defense is hurting a little bit. I would expect this to be a high fly. Though, this feels trappish to me. This feels like that game where I look at that over-under, and I'm like, please. Get out of here. Like, give me that. I'm going to take the over. And I like Atlanta in this for sure. I like, though they're very similar teams, you know, I mean, Detroit is just a Julio Jones away from having, you know, similar, like, they, you know, this is funny. Detroit is like the broke ass version of Atlanta. Like all the players are like the broker, like Golden Tate's the broke ass version of Julio Jones. Amir Abdullah's the broke ass. I want to call him Devontae Freeman. I'll call him Tevin Coleman. You know, and Theo's the broke Devontae Freeman
card of the Falcons. I see what you're saying there.
Yeah, so I'll go Atlanta in the over.
I think I'm going to go the same way, too. And the reason I'm going to do it is because I think Atlanta gets up big, but we know Matt Stafford likes to make fourth quarter comeback. So I am going to go right along with you there. I'm going to take Atlanta and the over because I think I think I'm going to start my Detroit guys this week, too, because I think they will come back in this game and it's going to be very high flying.
Yeah, I think there's really good plays. I have no issues with doing the Coleman Freeman start this week, but I kind of not sure I have any issues doing the Abdullah and Riddick. I mean, if you've got better options, go that route. But I think everybody is in fair play here. For some reason, I like Austin Hooper again this week. I feel like Hooper could be doing some business. That's a good game. That's a good fantasy game, and that's one of the higher over unders for the week, I believe, too. So we got 90 seconds here. Should we bust through this last one real quick? Let's do this. Tampa Bay at Minnesota. I'm sorry. Cleveland, Indy. Cleveland's favored by 1. The over-under is 40.5. This is amazing. And this is the game that people should cry about if it was on Thursday Night Football. This would be the worst game. Oh, Jacoby Brissett versus DeSean Kizer. That's gross. I'm not going to watch this, but what do you think?
I think Indy... And I'm going to take the under because neither one of these teams could score.
I am going to also take the under, and I'm going to take Indy too at home. And they played the Cardinals, who've been a little meh, but they played them really tough. And Cleveland, though, you know, you had Isaiah Crowell bitching and complaining, and he wants more carries, so everyone's going to have to be on the lookout for that. I expect that to happen. I expect Isaiah Crowell to have a big game this week, and popular Rashard Higgins. Rashard Higgins, I put a claim on him in every single league. With Fab dollars, didn't get him in one because people were spending.
Anywhere. Me too.
Yeah, you can't get him.
Same.
Number one, one of the number one pickups this week. So I would think this is another one of those. There's going to be some fantasy options. If you're hurting this week, go get Rashard Higgins in that lineup. I like him as a wide receiver 3 against Indianapolis. Yeah. But don't be afraid. Yeah, don't definitely. Be scared. All right, we got more pick'ems to do here. Over, under, spreads. Some of your fantasy options you guys should be looking for this week. Any last minute questions?
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-894-5559, 800-894-5559.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-894-5559, 800-894-5559, 800-894-5559.
It never gets old.
All right, everyone. Two truths, one lie.
I was going to be on The Real World. I play the oboe.
And I saved a kid's life.
You definitely never saved a kid's life.
I'm serious. Last summer, I donated bone marrow to a kid who had leukemia.
Saving a life. The truth is, it's easier than you think. Learn how at dkms.org.
Who knew we were living with a hero?
A hero who plays the oboe.
Hi, this is Denard Span of the San Francisco Giants, and you're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it, don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
You are too easy.
Welcome back. It's In This League, Bogman and the Welsh. If you guys heard during the break, if you happen to be listening live or if you're listening on demand, just one more reminder, dailyroto.com/DKMS. you can go hook up with a fantasy draft. You can attempt to win some tickets to the Super Bowl. All you got to be is awesome. So go. You can go up dailyroto.com/DKMS is where you can find the link. But you can also do something really awesome, and you can give back bone marrow, blood. They're trying to cure blood cancer. There's a lot of great information on there. Do a little giving back one time, little one-timer, and go check it out, dailyroto.com/DKMS. Let's pick up. We got to burn through some of these games. We got a group of them here, Boggs. I think Tampa, Minnesota, but am I seeing there's no line?
Yeah, there's no line because Sam Bradford is still questionable. So whenever there's a starting quarterback that may or may not play, Vegas refused to put out any line. So we just pick heads up and we don't pick an over-under. So, I mean, I'm going with Tampa Bay in this one. I think I'd go with Tampa Bay even if Bradford was playing. Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, this is Tampa. This is the Tampa all day, every day.
So basically it's Diggs and Thielen, start them if Bradford's playing and don't if Case Keenum is playing, correct?
Yeah, I always call him Casey. I don't know. I'm a little questionable on Thielen. I feel like Thielen was really benefiting from Bradford. If Bradford doesn't play, I'm a little sketchy on Thielen right now. But Tampa Bay, Jaquizz Rodgers is still a good play. Doug Martin will be coming back next week. Mike Evans is a no-brainer. A popular one I'm seeing, though, is DeSean Jackson. He seems to be a very popular play this week to kind of blow up. I'm not sure I'm game with it, but I could see... Okay, DeSean Jackson or Adam Thielen this week?
Oh, man. I would go with Thielen if Bradford's playing.
Agreed. If he's not, are you going to go Jackson?
Yeah. Definitely okay, me go too. Jackson because Rhodes is going to follow the best wide receiver around, and that's going to be Mike Evans. So DeSean Jackson is he's going to get behind some safeties, I think.
Yeah,
so
no doubt.
I do like him for a play this week, but I would prefer Thielen.
What's the next one we got?
Houston at New England. New England is favored by 13. The over-under is 43.5. This is another one of those, the Welsh, like you mentioned before, where maybe it's a 30-3 game, and it doesn't hit the over because one team blew out the other one, but I'm just going to take New England in the over because I think they'll put up 42 by themselves. So Houston needs a field goal.
I hate this one. I'm going to go out on a limb. I feel like Houston always plays New England hard. It's in New England, which makes it so tough. I'm going to go Houston and the under.
Wow.
And I hate it.
Yeah, that's a tough one to pick. I mean, we talked about it last week with Tampa Bay and Miami having an extra week to prepare, and they won their games. Houston
feels like a field goal game to me.
Prepare.
Feels like one of those five Gostkowski field goal games to me.
Houston's defense is good, but they got to go on the road, and it's at New England. And we just watched Brady put up, almost 450 passing yards. I'm definitely taking New England. I don't blame you on the under at all.
Yeah, I mean, it's questionable. How about this game that no one's going to watch on the planet? Is the Dolphins at the Jets. The Dolphins are favored by 6. The over-under is 41.5. The Jets running. You can't start any Jets running back ever again, ever in the history of ever. I don't even know why you'd want to start a wide receiver at this point. I know Jermaine Kearse showed up, but
not bad.
Would you start any Jet?
Yeah, I'm going to... in my league, my two options are Josh McCown and Blake Bortles. So I'm going to be starting Josh McCown, man.
That's gross. I don't like any of it.
It's not fun.
No.
I'm going to take the Dolphins, and I'm going to go under on this game. This is another one that I don't feel very confident in, just like you with the New England and Houston game. I just think Miami played well. They played the Chargers well. And the Jets are not the Chargers. So I think they easily get the win here. Over-under, I'm not 100% on, so I'm just going to take the under because they're the road team.
I agree with you on that. The over-under is washy. I could see Smokin' Jay Cutler putting up some early quick points. I think Devontae Parker is going to have a big week. I mean, I know Jarvis Landry just came off 13 catches, but I love Parker in this game. So I'm going to go... What's that?
Landry's on the injury report, so I like that call.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go Parker and the over. Or Parker, I said Devonta. I'm going to go the Dolphins and the over on that one. Next up, Giants and Philly. Let's see. Philly favored by six. Over-under is 43.5.
I mean, Philly and the over. I think Philly's going to score a ton of points just because, I mean, if you watch the Giants last 2 weeks, Eli is going to die by week five. He's going to die. He is getting beat up. They got no running game. They got nothing. I think it's Philly easy in this game. And I like the Giants going into the season, but that offensive line is horrific.
Yeah. Paul Perkins is dead to me. The Giants are dead to me. Brandon Marshall. Do you see one of the best things that happened on Twitter also was all the idiots that were tweeting at Brandon Marshall that he couldn't catch, but they were tweeting at linebacker for the Broncos, Brandon Marshall. And instead of Brandon Marshall like correcting people, he threatened to fight everybody and said, meet me outside.
Wow.
Catch me outside. How about that?
So which Brandon Marshall, though, was fighting him? Like Giants Brandon Marshall?
The linebacker. No, everybody thought they were tweeting the wide receiver Brandon Marshall, and they were tweeting linebacker Brandon Marshall, and Brandon Marshall didn't correct anybody. He just like, come meet me outside, bro.
On air.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah,
so
it's nuts. I think that's we need an Idiocracy drop somewhere. What are you going with this? I took Philly in the over.
I'm going to take Philly and, oh, man. Yeah, I'm going to take the over, too. I don't like that. I'm going to take Philly in the over. I'm with it.
Ergly yeah. Game. How about Seattle at Tennessee? Tennessee favored by 3, over under 42.5.
Oh.
These games are hard, man.
Corey Davis has already been ruled out for Tennessee. So a little bit more pointed offense to Eric Decker's got to break out at some point. I feel like this is the Eric Decker game. Seattle played San Francisco really bad. The running back situation. Too. Yeah. Chris Carson. I know they've been trying to get Thomas Rawls healthy. Dude, I'm going to go Tennessee, but I'm going to take the under.
Yeah. Seattle's defense is still good, but I'm going to take Seattle in this one just because I'm going to do the opposite of what I think. I'm going to go opposite of what I think. I'm going to take Seattle. I should take Tennessee and the under because nobody can score on Seattle, but they can't score either. So I'll take Seattle on the under.
All right. What's the next thing?
Cincinnati at Green Bay. Green Bay by 8.5, over under 44.5. Remember, we got the new offensive coordinator in Cincinnati. Maybe something will break out here. I'm still going to go Green Bay in this one, and I'm going to go over. Hopefully Cincinnati's offense is back on track, but they're still not going to beat Green Bay in Green Bay.
This is an easy over for me, and I'm going to go Green Bay as well. I feel like I know Jordy's going to probably play. Randall Cobb, I don't think, is going to play. Devontae Adams seems like a really good play this week. Geronimo might be like a super shocker type of play. Jamal Williams, he might get some more run. And I expect Cincinnati to focus on one running back. And I feel like this is maybe the Joe Mixon game. So I think there's a lot of plays here. Andy Dalton is not one of them, by the way. But yeah, Green Bay in the over. We've got the Chiefs. I was going to say the Clippers again. Chiefs versus the Chargers. And Chiefs are favored by 3. Over-under is 47. What do you think?
This over looks weird to me, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
That's a lot of points in this game. I'm going to take KC. This feels weird to me. Like Vegas knows something that we don't. Yeah.
Star Wars. It's a trap.
It's a trap. I'm going to take KC in the under.
Me too. That's a pretty easy one.
Pretty easy, right?
Are there any plays that you don't like? I mean, Keenan Allen, I feel like this is a... I'm undecided if I like Tyrell Williams or Keenan Allen more in this game. I don't love Phillip Rivers. I think Melvin Gordon is going to bring... I think this will be back to Melvin Gordon. They need to establish that. And Kansas City, I mean, this is a cream hunt show for the third straight week. I feel like after week three, what people are going to be asking is after Elliott, after David Johnson, and after Bell, is Kareem Hunt the number 4 overall running back?
Yeah, and he very, very well might be. I'm right there with you. I think you just have to play your guys that you have in this game. You got to play Allen. You got to play Gordon. You got to play Hunt. You got to play Kelce. So there's nothing really to do.
Yeah.
Highest over-under of the week, Oakland at Washington. Oakland favored by 3, over-under 54, the Welsh.
Yeah. I want to ask Robert Griffin what he thinks about this game, but he's got a lot to say lately, him and Santana Moss.
Ask Santana Moss first, I think, right?
I'm going to go Oakland. I'm going to go Oakland in the over on this one. This might be a dumb, dirty game.
Yeah, I'm going to do the same thing.
Guess who I love defense, in this game?
Who do you love?
Chris Thompson. Loving this game.
I love Michael Crabtree. Michael Crabtree, I think another one of those end of the year things is Crabtree might be the number one over Amari Cooper. It's ridiculous. Three touchdowns. He missed those three touchdowns in the first game, and now it's all Michael Crabtree time.
What I like about, that. I also think we got two more we'll do on the other side of the break, but in this last little bit. So if you want Dallas, Arizona, and did we already do Seattle? What's this last one?
Yeah, we did
here?
Seattle, Tennessee. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so
that's
I guess
the Survivor.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we'll do Survivor in this last game here. But I'd say, I feel like Terrell Pryor. This is a Terrell Pryor time. I feel like we can get back to... Yeah, I feel like we can get back to Terrell Pryor being half decent. So look out for that. Don't get off the Pryor train quite yet, at least until this week, and then you can curse him off like I do Paul Perkins. But don't go anywhere. We got the last pick, little Survivor, in this baby out. It is Bogman. It is the Welsh for In This League... on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We'll be right back.
In This League.
Her friend sent this to my wife and was like, look at this picture I took of Keanu Reeves. He has the dumbest, stupidest face I've ever seen a human being have. You hear like, whoa, like that's how his face looks. Why would you be Keanu Reeves looking like you look and go on a commercial air flight?
Keanu Reeves was on my flight. I think I'd get off of it. Bunch of dudes coming out with guns trying to kill him and stuff. I don't want to be involved in that. I'll take the next flight. No Keanu Reeves for me.
Whoa.
Wednesdays from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. In This League.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends listen to
In This League.
In the dark.
Well, I can't do any better than that. I didn't do it. Pavona, that is a masterpiece right there. That is the close of our show every single week. I'm not even against. I don't know how long this song goes. We should loop it. We should, in the future, just play the whole thing under us the whole time. I love it. Endless love until we end this show. And then you guys can listen to the Fantasy News Desk with Tony Cincotta coming up right after us. What was the last game, Bogman? Then we got to do quick Survivor. We got so much to cover in 4 minutes. So many activities. It was Dallas at Arizona, right?
Yeah, and our buddy Will is coming in town to see this game. Dallas at the Cardinals. Dallas is favored by 3. The over-under is 47 points in this one. The Welsh kind of seems high to me. Who do you like?
I definitely like Dallas in this game. Arizona is a train wreck and a big old garbage pile. But that over-under kind of, I don't know. I'm going to take the over on this one. Over and Dallas, please.
Yeah, I'm going to take Dallas, and I'm going to do the same thing I did with Seattle, Tennessee, and I'm going to take the over because it's the opposite of what I think. This is a hinky, weird line from Vegas, and I don't like it. So I think they know something. I'll take the over.
Well, I think J.J. Nelson is another play this week. I think he won NFC Player of the Week, third time a Cardinals wide receiver has done that. So I think J.J. Nelson will be back in the offense. It'll be interesting to see what they do with Kerwin and Chris Johnson. I'm not starting any of those guys. And, you know, we got a lot of, like, people tweeting at us about it from the ITL Fantasy Football podcast we do. But, I mean, we like Trevor Siemian over stupid Carson Palmer at this point. I don't...
Yeah, you kind of have to. Palmer looks like he's messed up.
Yeah, I don't want to mess with it. So in Dallas, you know, the plays are the plays, of course. Pavona, we got to get you on here because I'm still not involved in this stupid Survivor because I got eliminated week one and you two are still involved in it. So everything is stupid. So you guys have your fun for 30 seconds and pick your dumb Survivors.
All right, Scott, you go first.
I'm taking Green Bay over the Bengals. Bengals look terrible. I know they got the new offensive coordinator, but it's in Green Bay. Give me the Packers.
I guess just for devil's advocate, because it was between the Packers and this team. I don't want to do this only because for some reason I see the Jets actually playing well, but I'm going to take the Dolphins.
Oh, my God. I thought you were about to take the Jets. I was going to be like, this is great. We can start Survivor over next week.
That's well, hey, I was the one who took the Falcons.
Yeah,
I was going to say you really want the Welsh to play again next week if you're going to take the Jets, but
I'd really like to get back to
the smart pick.
All right, well, once we can start back over, maybe we'll even get some listeners in on it. We'll, we'll do our picks, maybe get a listener each week, then we can eliminate the listeners, hopefully, and then maybe I can potentially win it. I'd like that. I'm doing good on normal Survivor.
Mid-season. Yeah, so am I. The same two teams I picked. I barely won. I thought the Niners were going to beat Seattle at home, and I was having a mild panic attack. So I can't be out week two. So many years have been out just way too early. Like Jake, I took the Patriots week one, and I was out. Done.
Yeah. Yeah. No, thank you. No, thank you. But week three, right down the corner here. I'm kind of jacked up for it. I think when you're talking Survivor and your normal fantasy leagues, this is a very, very important week. No, Pavone, we didn't settle on a prize yet. No prizes for this first round. Let's save prizes for the next one. Let's save it for when I'm back in it.
If I win, I get one of your favorite hockey jersey.
Oh, yeah, maybe his Back to the Future autographed hockey jersey.
Nope.
Let's do that.
Nope.
I'll give you my
that one. The only person I'm giving that to is Michael J. Fox himself, who did sign it.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
Okay. Before or after?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, before or after. I'm asking the quality of the autograph.
Oh, no. The quality's fantastic.
This is why people much hate autograph
this only happened
guys.
Last year.
Okay.
I have the picture and everything, so I have proof.
All right, right on. That's pretty badass. All right, well, we'll figure it out. We'll do all that stuff. But it's go time. It's big time here for your players, for your picks. Week three does mean a lot. We can start actually looking around the corner to see what type of value system is. Where should we freak out? Where should we believe? And survivors get a little bit more difficult. But that's the show. It's Bogman the Welsh in this league. Don't go anywhere. Fantasy News Desk with Tony Sincotta. It's coming up right after us. Until next time, my friends, it is endless love within this league. Bye-bye.